the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped-up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Good afternoon to you here in Colby, Kansas, in the Colby Event Center, as the 181 Girls State Basketball Tournament about to get underway, and the Centralia Panthers are taking on the Norwich Eagles. Should be a fun one here this afternoon. Winner of this one will take on Little River, the top seed in the bracket, as they just won 61-44 over Opie to keep their undefeated season alive. Centralia, of course, winning the Dawson West Sub-State Championship against Burlingame 65-35, and that was honestly the championship game. Almost felt like it was between Centralia and Troy in the semifinals, in which Centralia won that one by 6. But Centralia here at State for the third time in the past year, or excuse me, the third time in the past 5 years, excuse me. But, of course, not in Dodge City this year, with Class 2A moving there, and 3A in Hutchinson. And we're now 181 in Colby, so we're moving all over the place. We are getting ready here in just a few minutes for Centralia and Norwich. And speaking of the Eagles, they won their sub-state tournament at Burton Central. They got a bye, just like Centralia did, defeating Udall in the semifinals, 45-29, and defeating Wichita's Central Christian Academy, 43-21, in the championship. And this is a really impressive Norwich team defensively. They held 3 opponents under 10 points and held 14 opponents under 30 points. This is a team that gives up just 22.8 points per game. So Centralia will have to work for their shots here this afternoon. You can count on that. That is for sure. Well, let's go and step aside for a break. We'll come back with an interview from Centralia girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
I'm now joined by Centralia girls and basketball coach Dusty Thompson after they were able to take care of business in Donovan West and get to state. Once again, it's the third time in the last 4 years, or third time in the last 5 years, excuse me, where Centralia has been able to win their regional tournament, and they get it done here in 2024. So, coach, congratulations, and I want to talk about your guys' semifinal win first against Troy. This wasn't an easy one, and I feel like you, as we kind of talked about, this, we knew this wasn't going to be an easy game going into that contest.
Yeah, you know, I said, you know, and I told you, I would bet money that they're the best 4 seed in the state, and they're long enough, and they've got some older girls, you know, and, they, and like I said, that length, we don't hit shots, and we rely on a lot on offensive rebounds to give us a second chance those to get going, and then Troy does a very good job of rebounding the basketball and limiting your attempts there. So, you know, they've got a good game plan at that zone. We didn't hit some shots out of it, and it benefited them more than us.
And you guys took care of business in terms of shutting down Harper Wettstein as good as you could. Of course, she still was able to get some. But how did you feel like you did overall against being able to keep her to a relatively decent game, I suppose?
You know, I thought the girls played hard. They played well. You know what the game plan was, I told them, is you got to stay between her and the basket. You can't let her, you know, she puts that ball on the floor and you try to steal it and you don't get it. She's long enough that 2 steps, she's around you and it's a layup. And I thought the girls did a good job of forcing her to shoot the basketball over the top of her.
And I always kind of like to compare her to Steve Nash with the way she can not only drive to the basket, but as soon as she gets into 15 feet away from the basket, she can facilitate and dish off to one of her teammates and does that so well. So you guys were able to take care of business in the semifinals. Again, 42-36 was the final score in that game. You followed that up with a fantastic follow-up game in the championship game against Burlingame. 65-35 was the final score. I want to get your overall thoughts on this one.
You know, Burlingame's a good team. They've got the Noonan girl, who was, I think, the active leading scorer in the state. And, you know, we talked about limiting what she can do. I said, you know, I thought watching her in their semifinal game, she gets within 2 or 3 feet of the basket, and it's hard to stop her. And even if she misses, she's so strong that, you know, trying to out-rebound her isn't easy either. So we talked a bunch about, you know, forcing 8, 10, 12-foot shots where you've got room to box her out and let somebody get the rebound. And I thought the girls did a good job of holding her to that, you know, and I thought that at both ends of the floor by the end of the night, you know, we were deeper. We played more girls, you know, and it gave us the ability. We looked a lot fresher than they did in the fourth quarter. You know, the fourth quarter, I felt like they were just gassed out. They didn't have anything left.
Yeah, Owen was terrific in this game, as she always was, but Josie Haverkamp off the bench, she was tremendous. I want to get your thoughts on how those two played, and Tava Gibbs as well, as she was also terrific in the post.
Yeah, you know, I've been telling Josie all season long that when she figures out what she's doing around the basket and that she's the biggest girl on the floor and she's got the ability to just go at somebody and score, that she's hard to stop. And I thought finally, you know, Saturday night against Burlingame, she got to that point. She made the first one. It was like all of a sudden it just clicked and things got better from there. Owen did a good job of shooting the basketball, but she did a much better job probably of finding those girls. You know, when Josie got hot, they did a great job of giving her the basketball and letting her go to work inside. And Tava, you know, Tava's just consistent. You get that 8 or 10, 12 points every night and a couple of putbacks in there, and you know, they all played well.
Yeah, had Owen with 26 points. I believe 24 of those came in the first three quarters. Had Josie with 18 and then Tava with 8 as well. So kind of getting ahead to the game coming up later here this evening, as you guys will be taking on Norwich, a team that got to state last year. They got fourth place, losing to Frankfurt in the third place game, but they also had to deal with Donovan West in the semifinals. They lost that one by double digits. So this is a team that is familiar with Twin Valley League teams. So I want to get your thoughts on what you know about this Norwich squad.
You know, Norwich, watch them on film. They look big. They got a couple girls that can shoot, but you know, I watch them and I think that they're one of those, like sometimes we talk about, sometimes the best offense is to shoot the ball and get closer to the rim when you rebound it. And Norwich does a very good job with that. They do a good job of getting some open shots, but especially rebounding the basketball and using their size inside. So we'll have to be good at boxing out. You know, I feel like we're probably a little faster than they are up and down the floor, so hopefully we can use our press and our speed to negate some of that size. So we'll see what happens with them.
Here with Centralia girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson, and talking about this Norwich team that you guys will be facing here in just a few minutes, is you tell me that they go about maybe 9 or so deep, but this is a team that did lose a good amount of seniors from last year's team, so this isn't going to be exactly the same Norwich team that we saw from last year. So I want to get your thoughts on your depth versus theirs. I think you guys have just a tremendous amount of depth, which gives you a leg up on a lot of the teams that you played this year in the TVL, and a big reason why you're able to win the league this year was because of your depth. So I want to get your thoughts on your depth versus their depth.
You know, I said I take our top 12 girls as far as all 12 over any team in the state, and I think that's an honest answer, you know, in terms of what we've got. We've got girls you know, that come off the bench and play well. We've got girls that understand and get better and better at their role, whether it's, you know, I keep telling them you got to buy into the fact if you get 30 seconds or 3 minutes or whatever it is, that it's the best time you've had on the floor all season. And our girls do a good job with it. You know, we play a lot of younger girls, but it gives those older girls an opportunity to even just catch their breath that we didn't have in the past. You know, and they've all done a very good job of, you know, just stepping into their role and being very, very good at it. So I think our depth is probably a little more experienced at this point in time than Norwich's depth is, but we'll see how that plays out in the ball game.
So last time you guys got to the state tournament, that was in 2022. That was Owen Dieter's freshman year. You weren't the head coach just yet. That was the year before you joined as the head coach of Centralia, but they got second place. 25-1 was their final record, with that lone loss coming to Pretty Prairie in the finals by 2, a heartbreaker for you guys. But how much motivation do you feel like that has been added to being able to try to get back to the state championship game after losing in a heartbreaking fashion 3 years ago?
Oh, you know, I thought this team was, you know, we got enough younger girls that never been there that it wasn't a big deal. But, you know, the girls the other night, we got done with Burlingame, and to listen to some of them talk about some of the girls off of that team, you know, discussing going out and finishing what they couldn't do, you know, or just finishing a ball game in terms of not losing a heartbreaker like that, you know, they talked about it all the way home from D West. So I think it plays probably a bigger role in it than I thought it did to start with, but it's good to know that, you know, the girls understand that. Not only do they understand it, but they're getting support from girls off of that team and kind of helping them navigate into this postseason, knowing that we don't have a ton of experience with it.
Here with Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson. Final question for you, Coach, as we take a quick glance at the entire bracket. And if you guys were to win this first game, on the other side of there is Little River and Olpe. Those are two really good teams taking off in the first round. I want to get your thoughts on how this field shaped out and where you guys are at in this field.
It's a tough one. There's eight good teams in there, I think. You know, anybody's capable. You know, at this point in time of the season, there's obviously teams that don't have a lot of losses, but it's about how you play in the tournament and who gets over the nerves quicker. And, you know, I said it doesn't matter if you're the one seed or the eighth seed. In a tournament like this, you've got to beat somebody good every night. So whether it's Little River or Olpe, or if it's somebody on the other side, you know, in the championship game, whatever it is, you know you're going to get their best shot. And all we can do is step on the floor and play as well as we played all year and see what happens.
And 21-2 was the record for Centralia as the 5 seed. I think, like you said, that says a lot about how tough this field is this season. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and best of luck.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jared.
Centralia girls and basketball coach Dusty Thompson. Tip-off coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Back here in Colby as we get to the starting lineups. First, starting off for Norwich, the Eagles, 20-1 coming into this game. Starting off with number 12, a 5'8 senior, Adeline Polly. Number 20, a 5'9 senior, Braylon Kelly. Number 30, a 5'7 senior, Marissa Brewster. Number 31, a 5'11 senior, Kirsten Adams. And number 40, a 5'8 senior, Brooklyn Sheep. And for Centralia, let's start like this. Number 0, a 5'7 freshman, Hayden Kramer. Number 11, a 5'5 junior, Tatum Kramer. Number 15, a 5'6 junior, Owen Dieters. Number 20, a 5'7 sophomore, Cora Thompson. And number 41, a 5'10 freshman, Ava Gibbs. So once again, for Norwich, it will be Polly, Kelly, Brewster, Adam, Sheath. And for Centralia, it'll be Hayden and Tatum Kramer, as well as Dieters, Thompson, and Gibbs. Norwich is head coached by Mike Claver, and Centralia is head coached by Dusty Thompson. Let's step aside for 2 more minutes, and we'll have tip-off coming up here in Colby, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/tech home.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With Spots, Crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
At Seneca Baylorville Veterinary Services, we have a team of doctors to help you with the health care of your livestock and companion animals. This is Dr. Ridinghouse, and we have the resources and experience with our staff to make sure your animals get the care needed when they need it. With full-service locations in Seneca and Baylorville, we can provide all the products and assistance necessary. In Seneca, call 336-2456 for me or Dr. Jones, or in Baylorville, call 336-6647 for Dr. Burkett, and we will be at your service.
KMZA.
About to get tip-off underway. Australia in the road, black on black. So it's a 5-seed here in Colby, 1-8-1 State Girls Basketball Tournament. And for Norwich, they're out there white on white. Australia has orange letters and numbers with white trim. And Norwich has the red letters and numbers with the black trim. We're talking about this Norwich team. They are currently just one loss on the year. That came to Attica in the Skyline 54 Classic mid-season tournament championship game. They lost them 33-32 in overtime. They then beat them later on the season on February the 9th. Mentioned the tremendous defense from Norwich, allowing just 22.8 points per game. Australia has to be on their best offensive efforts here this afternoon. A quick rundown of Australia's season. Started off with that loss to Nemaha Central. They went on a 17-game winning streak before it was snapped on February the 16th against Clifton Clyde. They won the TBL Championship and won their sub-state championship as well. Played in a lot of really close games. 10 of their final 13 regular season games were decided by 10 points or fewer. And 3 of their last 5 games, that includes the postseason, have been decided by more than 25. So they've gone back to kind of blowing out teams as tip-off is underway. Australia wins the tip. Once again, it's Hayden and Tatum Kramer getting the start. Dieters, Thompson, and Gibbs. Shot by Dieters, no good. Offensive rebound, Gibbs. Against a couple defenders, 3 by Hayden Kramer. That one halfway down, popping out of there. Rebound, Tatum Gibbs. Solid start by the freshman Gibbs. A couple of rebounds. Dieters with a blow-by. Shot getting hit in the back. Nothing called. And the rebound secured by Kirsten Adams for Norwich. Near side wing for Marissa Brewster, giving it to Adeline Pauly. Far side wing with it for the first time is Brooklyn Sheets. Top of the key catch for Brewster. Coming to her right, defended by Tatum Kramer. Nicely done. Pick it back to the top of the key for Pauly. Pass take by Sheets to the left side, goes back to the right. Pauly, high post pass. Brewster, the short corner near side. 1 minute gone here in the opening quarter. Pull-up jumper off the dribble. Off the backboard is good for Kirsten Adams. And the Eagles are on the board first. Hello, and Dieters has the basketball. She is currently the highest active scorer in the class as she's fouled after driving into the paint. And Dieters has 1,254 career points. She's also the 10th highest active scorer in the state of Kansas among all classifications. She's out there going against Brewster. That will be her first. First free throw for Dieters is good. She's above 70% from the free throw line. Mentioned this during the sub-state championship game. She struggled in the beginning of the season from the free throw line. Now she's up over 71% as the second one is good, and Australia is on the board. It's 2-2. Panthers bring a full court man-to-man press. Pauly defended by Dieters. She'll give it up to Sheet. Defended by Gibbs. That's intercepted by Hayden Kramer. Here come the Panthers up the near side. Gets past Sheet. Kramer bounce pass opposite block, and Dieters will bring it back to the perimeter. On the far side wing, she'll bring it back to the middle, and they'll call the play. Near side wing catch, Tatum Kramer. Gives to her sister, Hayden, near side corner. She'll look for the wing. Lob it up high for Kate Gibbs off the rim and into the hands of Marissa Brewster. That was a pass that was trying to hit the 5'10 freshman Kate Gibbs. It's a little bit too strong on that one. 2 minutes gone in this opening quarter, 2-2. Brewster, pass the high post, shot up, no good, right side miss for Adams. Long rebound, Tatum Kramer. And she'll give it up to Hayden. And the near side wing dribbles. And now we'll give it to Dieters to try a three straight away. Got it! Olin Dieters with the triple. Australia with their first field goal of the day. Dieters shooting over 30% from beyond the arc on the season, and she averages over 6 attempts per game. It's 5-2 Panthers. Near side wing catch for Kirsten Adams. To Sheets. And now to Pauly. Pass too high for her intended target, but a backup option, and that one is no good. Off the glass, high off the glass miss for Braylon Kelly. Rebound Panthers. Another stop for Australia's defense. Dieters looking to penetrate. Goes to the right side. Stops in the paint. Kicks it out. Tatum Kramer will try a triple far side wing. That's too strong. And Saints going out of bounds by Pauly, excuse me. Now she's trying to bring it up. Gets past a couple of Panthers. They have numbers. Far side wing catch, three ball on the way. That one too strong for Braylon Kelly. Long rebound for Cora Thompson. Katie Kramer doesn't have numbers. So she'll pass it back to Owen Dieters. And head coach Dusty Thompson calls out the new play. A lot of height that Norwich has. And Dieters will try another three. That one is good! Dieters saying, you got the height, we got the guards. She has all 8 of Centralia's points. It's a 6-point Panther lead. And now a travel in the backcourt with the press. Tata Gibbs applying the pressure. And the Panthers get it right back. Tremendous start for Centralia. Mentioned the heartbreak at the end of the 2022 season, losing in the championship game to Pretty Prairie by a deuce. Had a chance to tie or win it in regulation. Shot was off the mark. Trying to get back to the championship game and hoping that it goes different this year. Off to a solid start. 8-2 lead. Far side corner catch. Enter pass toward Kupperman inside. Shot no good. Far side block for Josie Haberkamp. Halfway through the first quarter now. David Gibbs looking at the double team Sheets, who's way out from the perimeter, but she'll give it up. Near side wing catch, Adams has 1 2 points of the game. Blow by, shot no good, short, rebound Josie Haberkamp. She was incredible off the bench in the sub-state championship game. Double-digit scoring for her. Near side wing catch, Tatum Kramer. And a pushing foul is called against Braylon Kelly of Norwich. Australia has not committed a foul yet. So Dieters has still scored all of Centralia's points so far. And now Hayden Kramer will check back in. And still Cora Thompson in for Tava Gibbs and Tatum Kramer. Jumbo formation on the inbound. Bounce pass, far side block. Dieters fouled. And just a little bit too strong off the backboard, but she'll go to the line to shoot two more. Terrific start to the game by Owen Dieters. Already the 13th foul against the Eagles. First free throw for Dieters is good. Well, Australia hasn't made any 2-point field goals yet. because they made a couple of threes and three free throws. Second one's on the way. That one is good. 4-for-4 start from the charity stripe. And a timeout is called by Coach Klaber. 10-2 Centralia lead. All points coming from Owen Dieter. Zach here in 60 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
So the score, Owen Dieter's 10, Norwich 2. What a start for Owen Dieter's in the Centralia offense. Back here in Colby, Jarrett Fluffy alongside Kirk Hillman back in the booth. He'll be back underway. Centralia brings a full court man-to-man once again. As this is Reagan Smith off the bench. Taking on the press, she'll get it pass across that court to Adeline Pauly. High post catch for Brooklyn Sheets. 17 feet away, she passes backwards out to the perimeter to Pauly. One dribble in, and she'll dump it back to Kelly. Braylon Kelly, that's far side wing to Smith. She's working the interior alongside Kirsten Adams. Adams has it far side elbow. Pass to the near side wing. Sheets with 3 minutes to go. Pass it back to Pauly. Terrific defense by the Panthers so far. Smith, high post catch now for Adams. Pull up jumper, no good for 13 feet. Long rebound for Brooklyn Sheets. And she'll pass it out to Kelly in the short corner. He dribbles in the short corner. She lost it, but it's out of bounds. Last touch by Owen Dieters applying some ball pressure. Those just joining us, Owen Dieters making a pair of three-point makes and four free throws out of four attempts to start. 2:41 to go first quarter. Centralia, or Owen Dieters 10, Norwich 2. This is Pauly with it. She'll drive baseline side, gets around two defenders, layup no good, too strong. Tip back is up, and that's no good as well. And a rebound by Core Thompson. Putback missed by Adams. Here comes Dieters. Driving left in the lane. Shot up. Good. Another one for Owen Dieters. 12 points for Owen Dieters. Unbelievable. Pass deflection. Stolen away by Dieters. Here she goes. Up the right side this time. Way up. Good. But this is incredible. 14 points for Owen Dieters. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, has all the team's points. It's 14-2. Pass is inside the three-point line to Pauly, and a whistle and a foul on the floor, and that will go against Dieters, and that will be the team's first. So 1:48 to go. 14-2, and now a substitution couple for both teams. Caden Kramer, David Gibbs. Also, Keelan Rempe in for Centralia. Owen Dieters is going to get a break here. Near side wing catch. Marissa Brewster. To the near side wing to Braylon Kelly. Defended by Hayden Kramer. And a pushing foul called against Kramer. That'll be the first foul against the freshman. 1:34 to go. Leighton Durr is in the game for Norwich for the first time this afternoon. After a brief time on the bench, Brooklyn Sheets is back on the game for the Eagles as well. 1:34 to go first quarter. Centralia 14, Norwich 2. Inbound. Goes just inside the three-point line to Braylon Kelly. Shot up, falling to her left is good. And there's their second field goal make with just 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's a drive, baseline side, shut up, and whistle. And a travel against Hayden Kramer. She got set up. And Coach Thompson telling Hayden to keep her eyes up next time she drives. Shelia back in the press. It's a zone press across the step court to Sheets. Up the near side into a double team, passes it back. No problem beating it. And Leighton Durr gives it up. Inside the half circle in midcourt to Braylon Kelly. She dribbles to the far side wing, to the now the far corner. from Martha Brewster. Pass inside, deflected, and not deflected. It's out of bounds. It's a turnover. Beats Australia. The Panthers have three freshmen in. Kayla Gibbs, Hayden Kramer, and Josie Haberkamp. Just supposed to show the... They'll make that four freshmen with Keelan Rempe in there as well. The elasticity of this team and the inevitable longevity of this squad moving forward. Really unprecedented. Far side wing in trouble with Caden Kramer. Pass to the back with 40 seconds left. The lone non-freshman with the basketball. That's Caden Kramer. The junior dribbles to her left. On the wing. Drives. Jump stop. Pass it out to Hayden Kramer. 30 seconds to go. She drives the middle. Jump stop. Shot up. Gets past the defender. Lays it up and in. Hayden Kramer with the first non-Owen Dieters basket of the game. It's 16-4. 20 seconds left. They're up the far side, across half court to beat the press. Now with 15 seconds left, pass through a couple of Panthers. Driving left is Kelly. She lost it, saved, but right to Josie Haberkamp. She lost it, though. It's going to be a jump ball, possession arrow in favor of the Eagles. And again, this is a Norwich team that gives up just 22.8 points per game. They've given up 16 here in the first quarter. Substitution for the Panthers, Isabel Haberkamp makes her state tournament debut this season. Inbound, far side corner with 7 seconds left. Driving middle, pass to the opposite block with 2 seconds left. Shot up, no good. Put back on the way, and that is good at the buzzer by Kirsten Adams. A really solid start for Centralia. They lead 16-6, 14 points from Owen Dieter. We're back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go with quarter number two. Centralia leading Norwich 16-6. First round of the 1AD1 state tournament here in Colby. Colby Event Center. This is Hayden Kramer. Owen Dieters, top of the key. He's going to try his three for straight away. That's short. Long rebound, Isabel Haberkamp. And she'll pass it back out to Dieters. She'll look to drive. She'll bring it back out. And in trouble. Had it poked away, but she'll get her dribble back. So despite Dieters getting 14 points, she was just, well, that's not right. She says she's 2 of 8, but she's actually 4 of 8 from the floor. A couple of 2-point makes and a couple of 3-point makes. There we go. Okay, now I was reading the wrong line. She's 4 of 8 from the field. Here she goes again. She drives, shot no good, and tipped out to Sheets on the missed layup by Owen Dieters. Here come the Eagles. Shot just 3 of 11 in the first quarter. Shot no good. Put back. That is a foul from behind. Oh, no. Is that on Owen Dieters? If it is, that's her second foul already. And it will be. She reached from behind to try to get the block, and Owen Dieters has picked up her second foul with 7:03 left to go in the second quarter. So free throws coming up here for Marissa Brewster. First one on the way is good. They're going to leave her in the game. This is a huge decision for the second-year head coach for Centralia. Second one for Brewster on its way. That one's no good. Rebound, Isabel Haberkamp. She's done fantastic off the bench for the Panthers so far. First two free throw attempts of the game for the Eagles. They go 1 for 2. It's 16-7. Panthers looking for their first basket of the second quarter. Gibbs, near side corner catch. Tatum Kramer. Dribbles to the wing. to Tava Gibbs. She'll look to drive the right side. And she lost it. Thrown away by the Eagles. I think that's what happened. The official was literally right in my way the entire time she had the basketball. I think she lost it, only she got a shot up. Here come the Eagles. Shot falling into it. No good by Brewster. Long rebound. Tava Gibbs fighting for it. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles. Hayden Kramer, Joseph Haverkamp. The two freshmen checking back in. We'll come in for Isabel Haverkamp and Tava Gibbs. And now Brooklyn Sheet checking in for Kirsten Adams. Here's the inbound back underway. This is Raylan Kelly. Pass to Reagan Smith to Brooklyn Sheets. Back to the top of the key with Smith. Kelly, pass deflected by Tatum Kramer, but into the hands of Raylan Kelly. Good help defense sealed by Dieter. Head up, near side pass to Tatum Kramer. Drives baseline, gets bumped, and causes her to lose it. She picks up with two hands and puts on the floor again. It's a double dribble. I feel like we talked about Owen Dieters and her offense, but her defense is something that she really takes a pride in, both off the ball and on the ball. She averages over 5 steals a game. Almost like a carry across half court by Kelly. Nothing called, Bill. Your Sheets with it, near side wing. Top of the key, catch now for Polly. To the near side wing for Brewster. Bob inside, high post catch, one dribble. Falling into a shot, no good by Kelly. And an offensive rebound, put back is blocked by Josie Haverkamp, and Sheets can't save it. Oh no, they're going to say that it was last touched by Haverkamp with the block. But Sheets tried to save it. Apparently it touched out of bounds before she could try to save it. 5:37 to go, second quarter. Centralia 16, Norwich 7. Again, the Eagles average giving up just 22.8 points per game. Here's a three contested. That's no good from the far side wing. Long rebound goes out of bounds to the Panthers. So Centralia has Hayden Kramer, Owen Dieters, Josie Haverkamp, Cora Thompson, Hayden Kramer in the game. And a timeout is called by Dusty Thompson. Let's set aside for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
KMZA.
Back here in Colby, 1AD1 State Basketball Tournament. First round, Centralia leads Norwich 16-7 with 5:27 to go here in quarter number two. Panthers are looking for their first points of this second quarter. Owen Dieters with 14 points, but two fouls. She's in the game. She has it. Head fake. Puts on the floor. Fires three off the dribble. It is good. Knocks down the tray. Owen Dieters does it again. She came into this game averaging 19 points per game. She's almost maxed out the first quarter. Now a travel on the far side by Adeline Pauly. Australia gets it back. So 17 points in the first 11 minutes of the game for Owen Dieters. Far side corner. Thompson, cross court pass. Hayden Kramer with it. As the remaining 2 points in the ballgame for the Panthers. Drive, shut up. That's no good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. Kramer made a nice drive late in the first quarter. Got around her defender. Nobody there to help. She was able to make a layup from the left side. Now she'll have a chance to get some. That's from the charity stripe. Her free throw is good. She's a 63% free throw shooter. David Gibbs back in the ballgame for the Panthers. They look to get the two freshmen forwards going, that being Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp. Second one for Kramer. No good this time. And a rebound for Marissa Brewster. Winner of this game taking on top seed Little River. Won their opening round game 61-44. They looked great doing it. They got a lot of height. They have four girls that are 5'10 or taller and a couple of girls that are taller than 6 feet. Here's a three from just the right of the top of the key. No good for Braylon Kelly. Offensive rebound. Putback. Brewster is good. Counts the basket and the foul. Brewster takes the first field goal of the quarter for Norwich. She's got three. She has to make it four. That foul goes against Tatum Kramer. That's just her first. Third free throw attempt of the game is good. So it's now 20-10. Australia has Norwich doubled up. Back to Gibbs. She'll try a long two. And that is good from 18 feet for Tana Gibbs. She's got that sweet jump shot. And she knocks one down. Her first points of the game. 22-10 Panthers. Double team Kelly. Kick it out. Thought about the three for Pauly. Instead gives it up. Driving kick. This is Brewster from the left elbow. And a whistle and a travel is called. Now the scoreboard says 23-10. She clearly was inside the three-point line. At least to me, it was right in front of me, but this is 23-10. So maybe the Panthers are gonna get away with an extra point here on the scoreboard. So we'll just go with what the scoreboard says. We'll say it's 23-10. Lob inside to Gibbs. Nice find by Dieters, and she's fouled on the floor. Or are they going to give her? No, they're going to say that she was shooting. That one goes against Adeline Pauly. And Gibbs will go to the line to shoot a pair. Maybe I was focused on the boys' three-point line. That's maybe what I was seeing. So maybe I was wrong. Who knows? I could be wrong from time to time. Because the first free throw for Tava Gibbs is good. She's now got four. Gillen Rempe in for Centralia, the sharpshooter. Also plays terrific defense as well. So back to having four freshmen in for the Panthers, plus Owen Dieters. Second free throw for Gibbs. Too strong this time. Long rebound for Sheets. 24-10 Centralia, and a timeout is called by Norwich. And we'll take it as well with 3:35 to go, second quarter. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
So Centralia leads Norwich 24-10. 17 of those 24 points coming from Owen Dieters, including a 14-point first quarter. Made four free throws, a couple of layups, and two threes. Made another three near the midpoint of this second quarter to get to 17. David Gibbs now with 4 points as well. Being the press, has deflected into the hands of David Gibbs with the steal. Pushing them ahead to Dieters from the far side. Stops at the wing. She'll stop and pop for three. Oh, halfway down, popped out of there. Rebound, Josie Haberkamp. Puts it up. That is blocked, but a jump ball is called. And it will go to Norwich. Cecilia Faithful not happy with that call, but head coach Dusty Thompson clapping up his team's effort. Charlie likes to press near the half court. Mark, and that's what they're doing right here. Pauly, it stops near half court, gets it across. Love to the near side wing to Kelly. That pass is thrown away by Dieters. She gets on the floor and loses it, but she picked it back up and hands it back to Rempe. Another steal for the Centralia defense. Dieters, top of the key, gets a screen by Gibbs. Pick and roll, can't find her, so she passes up to Rempe. She'll try a three far side. That one's too strong. And a rebound hauled in by Kirsten Adams. Looking to push is Reagan Smith. She's stopped by a double team. Looks like she traveled. She throws it away into the backcourt, and it goes out of bounds. And to Centralia. Yet another turnover by the Eagles. And Cora Thompson will check in. Troy Kunkelman in the ball game as well for Centralia, the lone senior on this squad. And Leighton Durr in for Norwich, in for Reagan Smith. Gibbs inbounds it to Dieters. 24-10, 2.5 to play, second quarter. Kuckelman with it, near side wing. Screen to get Gibbs, open straight away, tries a boys three-pointer. That one pops out of there, no good. Saved by Dieters, but her foot was on the line. It'll go to Norwich. A good-looking shot there by Gibbs. A couple of nice screens, double screen to get her open. Nice stroke on it, but rattled out of there. The clock stopping at 2:19 to go. Here's a handoff near half court to Braylon Kelly. Brings it across half court on the far side to Sheet. And she'll give it to Adeline Pauly. Norwich 20-1 on the year. Only loss coming in the midway point of the season against Attica. Veteran jumper off the backboard. Wild miss there by Kirsten Adams. Rebound eater. Brings up herself. Pass near side corner. Nice take by Kuppelman. She'll give up to Rempe. Lob it inside. Nice look inside to Cora Thompson. Now to Dieters. Dieters drives baseline. Gets hit from behind. Shot up. No good, but she gets fouled. And she will go to the line to shoot a pair. Dieters with 4 3-point makes so far. Tried to add to that right here. First free throw. No good. A little bit too strong. So that's our first miss of the day. Really try my best to avoid saying that a shooter is perfect. Usually you wait until there's a miss to say that she was perfect until that point. One of the old broadcaster jinx. But with that one, she's now 4-5 from the free throw line. Negative 6, she misses both. But an offensive rebound court. Thompson saves it. Into the corner to Dieters. Cross-court pass near side to Kuckelman. Back to Dieters. Pass inside to Gibbs. She couldn't handle it, but it was last touch out of bounds by Leighton Durr. Isabel Haberkamp in for Owen Dieters. Again, who has 2,000, has done a terrific job of not getting that third foul picked up. She picked up her second foul with 7:03 to go in the second quarter. Rempe thought about the corner three, but holds on to it. To Kuckelman, she'll fire a three straight away. That was off the left side, no good. Rebound Sheet of Norwich. Two-touchdown lead for the Panthers. 24-10. She's stuck at the score for a little while now. Being on the floor is Pauly, kicks it out. That's Leighton Durr, top of the key. Goes left. Stops the short corner, kicks it out. Braylon Kelly goes middle. Bounce back. Brewster to Sheet. Bounce back. Long two on the way. That one is good for Reagan Smith. Her first basket of the game with 55 seconds left to go. It's 24-12. Kuckelman brings it up. Dribble to the near side wing, lob inside, swings out of there, and gives. This last one touch it out of bounds. Good defense by Brooklyn Sheets. And Hayden Kramer will check in. Centralia just trying to hold on into going into halftime, as I don't think they want to bring in to avoid her from getting her third personal foul. Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer in the game. Pass across half court to Sheets. 40 seconds to go. To the top of the key, hand it back to Braylon Kelly. Going out to play, Reagan Smith made the basket on last possession. Dribble through the last, gets the screen. He's going to try another long two off the dribble. That's no good. Rebound. Centralia's Isabel Haberkamp. Another board for her. Nice pass up ahead. Hitting Kramer, breaking free. Shot no good. On the near side on a breakaway layup. Brewster with the rebound on the floor. 15 seconds left. She'll give it up. And now a whistle and a foul on reaching against Hitting Kramer. And that will be her second foul. 14.5 seconds left. Still a nice 12-point lead for the Panthers. Kelly brings it up for Norwich. She stops near half court, though. Pass across half court to Durr. 8 seconds. Shot blocked by Tata Gibbs on a 3-point attempt. 5 seconds to go. Pass at half court. Hayden Kramer heaves a half court shot. She had plenty of time to get an extra dribble or two in there, but it's no good, and that's how the half comes to a close. 24-12 is the score at the break, and we will come back with your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Back in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Community Healthcare Systems offers outpatient specialty clinics in Holton, Onega, and St. Mary's. Visiting specialists offer appointments for allergy, immunology, audiology, cardiology, dermatology, ear, nose, and throat, orthopedics, oncology, pain management, podiatry, psychiatry, surgery, and urology. For more information, please contact their Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's clinics, or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare Systems, enriching the health and lives of the people they serve.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With Spots, Crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Colby, 181. Girls State Basketball Tournament quarterfinal round. Centralia leads Norwich 24-12. Here in your halftime report, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Low and Dieters outscored Norwich herself 14-2 in the first 5 minutes and 12 seconds of the game, with a couple of threes, a couple of layups, and 4 free throw makes. And head coach Dusty Thompson decided to rest her in the final, about 2 minutes left in that first quarter, trying to avoid her to pick up her second personal foul. The Panthers' defense was able to hold true. They had a 16-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. However, Dieters would pick up her second foul with just 7 minutes and 3 seconds left in the second quarter, so just 57 seconds into the second frame. Coach Thompson left her in for the next 5.5 minutes or so, and it paid off as she was able to get steals on defense without fouling and made another three to get her to 17 points at the half. And Tava Gibbs also contributing some as well, making a three-point shot. And Centralia boasting a 24-12 lead at the break. And Norwich came into this game allowing just 22.8 points per game, and they've given up 24 in the first half. Really impressive stuff by the Centralia offense. Taking a look at the individual point totals. 4 points apiece for Marissa Brewster and Kirsten Adams for Norwich, and 2 points each for Braylon Kelly and Reagan Smith. As for Centralia, of course, 17 points for Owen Dieters, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Waiting for some halftime stats to come out to us. We'll get those to you as soon as we can, but also 4 points for Tava Gibbs and 3 for Hayden Kramer. Let's go and step aside for another break. We hope to get those stats to you, and then we'll get a look at some of the scores going on around our area and games coming up later this evening as well. Coming up next on our halftime report, brought to you by Highland Community College, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes.
but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, sadly, still don't have any stats for you, but here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Centralia leading Norwich, 24-12, class 181, girls state tournament quarterfinals. Centralia trying to get to the semifinal round. And if they were able to, they would take on Little River after they won 61-44. Well, taking a look at some of the scores from around the area from today's action, we have just one game that's gone final. Class 3A girls in Hutchinson, Silver Lake, still unbeaten, still undeniably the best team in that bracket. 75-38 opening round win against Haven, and they are on to semifinals. There hasn't been a single team that's been able to get within 10 points of Silver Lake all season, and only one team was able to get within 15 points. They can probably guess who that was. Yes, it was Rossville. That's okay. Very well done. It's just been an incredible season for Silver Lake. One of the most dominant seasons we've ever seen, just in general. But other games going on today, we have one game going on right now in Great Bend. Hanover's taking on Buckland, the Red Aces. Hanover trying to defend their title. Also, later this evening, Atchison boys will be taking on Rock Creek at 6 o'clock. That's on 93.7 FM KAIR. And then at 8 o'clock, a couple of games going on in the 8 o'clock window. Also on KAIR, 93.7 FM, Jefferson County North boys taking on Mount Ridge in Dodge City. And at 8 o'clock here, Frankfurt will be taking on St. John. Both CBL teams trying to advance to the semifinals. And if they were to advance, they would not play in the semifinals. They would have to meet in the championship. Talked to head coach Dusty Thompson in Frankfurt, head coach Brian Ebert, and they said they would be totally fine if they didn't have to play each other. such an incredible competition throughout the season between TVL teams. They said if they got a bunch of non-TVL teams in the tournament, they would be okay with that. But it would be pretty epic for us here at the MNC 4th Radio Network to have two of our area teams compete for a state title. Here we go. Second half underway. Centralia with the ball. Dieter's driving right side. Gets fouled. Shut up. No good. But she'll go to the line to shoot two. A start for Owen Dieter's after 17 first half points, 14 of which coming in the first quarter. He has been undeniably the best player on this court here this afternoon. First shot is good. That's after missing her last two free throw attempts. And Centralia with their original starting five in, as that one is no good. So one for two this time at the charity stripe. So it's Dieters, Thompson, Gibbs, and then Hayden and Tatum Kramer. Far side wing catch, Sheets. Defended by Tatum Kramer. Trying to drive past her, cannot. Good job by the junior guard. Top of the key pass, three on the way, and faces Dieter's air ball. And he can't save it. It'll go to the Panthers. Norwich has not pressed all game long, deciding to not do that here as well. We think they would play with more urgency here in the second half. Maybe we'll see them do that eventually. High post catch, Core Thompson. Defended by Sheets. Back towards basket. Gives up Tava Gibbs. To Kramer. Hayden Kramer, three. No good this side. Nice offensive rebound by Gibbs. Can't get the putback to go from the far side block. Loose rebound out to Norwich. It's Marissa Breeder. Far side Kelly. Double team. Gives up to Sheets. Defended by Gibbs. Goes out to the perimeter. And will give it up to Polly. The Sheets far side wing. Loosely defended by Gibbs. Screen to get Kelly open top of the key to try three off the dribble. Another air ball. Back-to-back air balls by Raylan Kelly from three, and it'll go to Australia once again. 90 seconds gone in this third quarter already. Peters will once again bring it up. Looks like Norwich is in a man-to-man defense here. Tatum Kramer. Bounce pass to her sister, Hayden. Dribbles to the far, rather than near side corner. Drives baseline. Stepped on the line out of bounds. And it'll go to Norwich. Close start offensively for both teams. Kind of reminiscent of what we saw at the beginning of the game in the first quarter. Back underway after a substitution for Norwich as Reagan Smith comes in the game and she travels with it. Trying to bring it up near half court. She's double teamed and the turnover to Centralia. Another substitution is Leighton Durr checks in for Reagan Smith, so she only comes in for a couple seconds. Dieters gets it, brings it across half court. Pass to Gibbs. Far side wing. Hayden Kramer, Court Thompson working the interior. Pass deflected from Gibbs and thrown away by Sheets. She's on the ground, ripped away by Dieter. She has a layup, and that is good. A nice steal by Owen Dieters, and she has 20. With 5:30 left to go in quarter number three. Side corner across half court. Double team. Pass through the legs of one Eagle, but into the hands of another. It's Leighton Durr on the opposite side. Now a nice look for a layup for Kirsten Adams, and she makes it. That's her first basket in the first quarter. And Norwich on the board for the first time in the second half. Wide open. Nobody guarding Tatum Kramer for three. Oh, wrong, but an air ball. That's it short. Maybe a little bit too wide open. Got it in her own head, and a rebound by Kirsten Adams. And across half court is Raylan Kelly. She's defended by Dieters. And a whistle and a reach in against Dieters, and that's her third personal foul. She picks up her second foul with 7:03 left to go in the second quarter. And she'll go to the bench as Josie Haverkamp and Tori Tuckerman will check in for Dieters and Thompson. 4:59 to go in the third quarter. Eagle basketball. From the top of the key, Smith. To the far side wing. Pauly with it. High post catch. Brewster drives right side on Gibbs. Shot is rejected, but she's fouled. It's like a pretty clean rejection by the 5'10 freshman. But they get her with the personal. And that'll be her first team second. And correction, this is Kirsten Adams. Shooting free throws on the way is good. So Adams now with 5. Leading the team in scoring. Or beg your pardon, she has now 7. She had 4 at halftime. 3 more here in the quarter. Second free throw good. Gibbs. And a jump ball with her and Brooklyn Sheets. No! The official from the near side calling a foul on Sheets. But the two of them will talk. And they will give the foul to Norwich. And they're actually going to give that to Braylon Kelly. That's her second. Here's the inbound. Kramer needing some help as Norwich brings some pressure in the backcourt with a full court man-to-man. Hayden Kramer near side wing dribbles to the corner. Stops there. Gives it up to Hayden Kramer. Owen Dieter's not in the game with 20 points on the contest. But does have 3 personal fouls. 27-15 Australia. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Near side wing pass to Tucker Midlob inside for Gibbs. Goes to work from the near side block. And she's fouled going up. 3 Eagles in the area. She's still able to get a shot up and get fouled. Very well done by the 5'10 freshman to remain composed. Smith committing the personal foul. First free throw from Gibbs is good. She had 1 for 2 her last time at the free throw line. No substitutions for either team here, but now Brewster will check in the game if Gibbs makes the second free throw. It's on the way. That one is good off the back iron, but falls through there. And Gibbs now with 6. One of just 3 Panthers have been able to find the bottom of the nets, with Dieters at 20, Gibbs with 6, and Hayden Kramer with the remaining 3. 29-15. Now the score, 4:15 to go, third quarter. Pass deflected by Gibbs, and stolen away by Gibbs. Shot layup, good! Trying to take the charge was missed, nothing called, and timeout, Norwich. And we will take it as well. 31-15, Australia, 4:15 to go, third quarter. And we will be back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women, but it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you are 45 years or older, contact your Seneca Family Practice primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
31-15, Centralia leading North. 4:06 to go in the third quarter. 20 points for Owen Dieters. She is still on the sideline with those 3 fouls. Centralia bringing on the press once again. Hayden Kramer defending the basketball. That's Braylon Kelly, and she gets the steal. She picks it up, passes up ahead to Tatum Kramer. And she double dribbles. Second time she flagged with that today. But the Australia sideline still pumped up. They got that steal. And we go back to the press. Corey Tuckelman up at the beginning of that, or up at the front of that press as well. Tuckelman, the lone senior on the roster, turns the team to half court, but they get the pass across to Adeline Pauly to the short corner. Right in the middle is Adam. Shot up, no good, falling to her right. Offensive rebound. Putback is good by Pauly. That is Adeline Pauly's first basket of the game. Far side wing catch, Tori Kuckelman. High post catch, Tatum Kramer. Dribbles to her right. Falling away. Shot good with her right hand. Touch shot for Tatum Kramer. Her first basket of the game. The junior makes it 33-17. Left that court to beat the press. To Adams. She passes to Pauly. Pauly. Top of the key catch to Reagan Smith. Dribbles to the right. Fischel my way. Now gives it up. Fischel gets back in my way. Catch. Drives baseline. Underneath the basket. And what's the call? Can't see the other official because this official is in the way. And I think I said it's Centralia basketball because the Norwich fans not happy. Nope, I think it's the other way around. Centralia fans not happy. Norwich basketball. Now I can finally see what's going on. Isabel Haverkamp. Owen Dieter's checking in for Centralia. Here's the inbound. Top of the key. Kelly. High post catch. Adams turn around. Jumper good from 10 feet away. And Adams with 5 points quarter trying to keep Norwich in it. She has nine. It's 33-19. Peters, crossover dribble. Gives it up to Tori Kuckelman. Right side corner. Dave Kramer with it. Dribbles towards the wing. Out to top of the Isabel Haverkamp. Pass near side of wing. Dieters drives baseline. Gets back to the defender. Layup. Good. She has been too much, but a whistle laid off. And it'll be a foul on the floor before the shots. My statement still stands, though she has been too good. It has been almost impossible to defend her from the perimeter. She's been able to create space and get open for three, and also off the dribble drive is a shot swatted by Tim Kramer's shot. Dieter gets pushed as she gets the offensive rebound, nothing called. Another chance for the Panthers. She's going to try a three off the dribble. That's still good. Left is short. Rebound, Reagan Smith. 33-19 Centralia. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Kelly gives it to the top of the key to Adeline Pauly. Screen, dribble, hand it off Adams. High post, driving right on Isabel Haverkamp, kicks it out. Peters, good on-ball defense by Pauly. Has to be careful, though, with three fouls. Driving right is Adams. Healthy defense by Dieters. Kick it out, top of the key, drive, right side. Shot falling into Dieters. It is good. Adeline Pauly now at 4 points. It's 33-21. Norwich is outscored Centralia 9-7 here in this third quarter. Isabel Haverkamp to the near side corner. Tatum Kramer drives baseline. Kick it out, Dieters for three. Left side. That's too strong. And rebound for Kirsten Adams. Dieters has gone cold just a little bit here in this third quarter. High post catch Adams. Jumper. That one is good again from 14 feet for Kirsten Adams. He's got 7 points in the quarter, 11 on the game. It's 33-23. And here comes Horowitz. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Peters trying to retake this game over. Left side corner, Tatum Kramer. Signals for Dieters to step through. She does. Big catch in the paint. Shot up on the glass. It's good. There goes Dieters with some off-ball movement. She's got 22-5 in the quarter and timeout Centralia. We'll take it as well. 30-second break. Back here. In just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
22 points for Owen Dieters. It's 35-23 Centralia. Both teams have scored 11 points in this quarter. 43 seconds left. Norwich put the basketball. They break the press. And that ball was stripped by Tatum Kramer. No, they're going to say it's out of bounds. Last touch by Norwich. Now Josie Haverkamp, David Gibbs checking in. And they'll allow the substitution. Come in for Isabel Haverkamp and for Thompson. Peters is in with 22 points. She has almost outscored Norwich just herself. 37.4 seconds. There's even though back underway. Peters. Lost that court. Pass to Kaden Kramer, far side wing. Got the key catch to Peters. Pass inside for Josie Hammerkamp, deflected away by Brooklyn Keith. And it will stay with Australia with 24.6 seconds left. Peters will be the inbounder. Robert Hammerkamp from the elbow to the opposite elbow to give. Screening Peters Colton, driving off the dribble. That one's a little too strong and up and over, off of the shot clock. And out of bounds with 17.3 seconds left. Substitution for Fort Thompson to check in. Hayden Kramer coming in for Josie Haverkamp and Tori Kuckelman. She's the inbounder against the Centralia press. Pass deflected, but back into the hands of Kelly. Gets across half court, double team there, gives it up to Pauly with 10 seconds left. Give and go. She's rejected out of there by Dios with 6 seconds left. Across half court with 4 seconds. Dribble drives from 3. She gets hit from behind on the 3-point attempt, and she'll go to the line to shoot 3 with 0.2 seconds left in the third. And goes against Kirsten Adams. That's her second. She got hit on the side of the head, and Dears will go to the line to shoot 3. First free throw is no good. After making her first 4, she has now missed 4 of her last 5. She got cold from the charity stripe just a little bit. Second one, and that one is good. And she'll get one more. On the way, good. 2 for 3. 24 points, Owen Dieters. Again, just 0.2 seconds left. We'll just roll it in. It'll be a loose ball. Dieters went in, touched it. Chance for a steal there. And we will go to the fourth quarter. Australia leads 37-23. That's 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMGA.
After 3 quarters, Australia leads Norwich 37-23. We're back underway with the fourth quarter. Jared Slubby with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. 24 points for Owen Dieters. As she has outscored Norwich just by herself. The shot's off the right side of the rim for Norwich. Rebound Owen Dieters. Pass up ahead. Far side. Hayden Kramer is fouled hard. A collision on the far side block. And that one goes against Brooklyn Sheets. That is going to be her second. Owen Dieters is 7 of 16 shooting, 3 of 8 from beyond the arc, and 7 for 11 from the free throw line. Here's a nice pass inside to Gibbs on the inbound. She lays it up and in. She kind of got shoved by Adams afterwards. And Gibbs now with 10 points in her. All right. Pass up ahead to Sheets. Is errant. It goes out of bounds. And Cecilia gets it right back. 3 points as well for Hayden Kramer. A deuce by Tatum Kramer. Sheets will go to the bench for Norwich. Reagan Smith in for the Eagles. 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. Centralia leads Norwich 39-23. Inner side corner catch, David Gibbs. The 5'10 freshman puts on the floor, hands it back to the freshman guard. Nice drive by Hayden Kramer, lays it up and in for the right side. Hayden Kramer, her second field goal make of the game, her first since the first quarter. It's 41-23. Going to break the press now. Pass across that board is tipped by Gibbs. It's all the way. Here comes the 5'10 freshman forward. Layup. Good. She's got 12. And Centralia starting to pull away late, early in the fourth quarter. 43-23. Here's Remy. Nice poke away. It goes out of bounds. And it's somewhere near my feet. And it will go to Centralia, or excuse me, Norwich. And timeout is called by the Eagle. Getting set up. 43-23. Timeout is called. We will take it as well. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
KMZA.
6:46 left to go in the ball game. Centralia 43 and Norwich 23. And Owen Dieters has outscored Norwich by a point. She has 24 points. Eagle basketball out of the timeouts. Bob's a key catch for Polly. Dribbles it a couple times. Pass deflected and a reaching foul. We'll get for Thompson with this one. Maybe just the second team foul. First foul of the game for Cora. Brooklyn Sheets back in for Norwich. Centralia trying to hold on and advance to the semifinals, where Little River will be awaiting them, the top seed, undefeated 24-0 on the season. Last year, Little River was a first round out. And here's a nice drive and a layup on the right side by Reagan Smith. That's her first basket since the second quarter. Shot no good, right side by Tava Gibbs on the entry pass from Keelan Rempe. It goes out of bounds off the miss. Last touch by Norwich. Kirsten Adams has been really the only Eagle that has gotten anything going offensively. She has 11 points. 7 of those came in the third quarter. Inbound, Coach Thompson, top of the key to Rempe. Rempe, lob, far side wing, Tava Gibbs. Drives baseline, gets after defender, shot no good, gets her a miss. Second try is no good, but she fouled and should go to the free throw line. Tava Gibbs with 4 points here in this fourth quarter, has 12 on the game. As that foul goes against Adams, that'll be her third. Gibbs 3-for-4 from the line so far this afternoon. First one, good. What a game by Tava Gibbs. It's all been about Owen Dieters, but she has done a fantastic job in her role. She's taking this team to another level here in this ball game. Second free throw. That is good. Mentioned this a few times in the first half, but Norwich giving up just 22.8 points per game. They gave up 24 in the first half, and now they're giving up 45 in the ballgame. 45-25 Centralia. Far side wing catch for Adeline Polly. Puts the floor, drives right. It stops in the short corner, bounce pass to the near side block, and a whistle, and a jump ball. Nice hands by Cord Thompson to get a jump ball on Kirsten Adams. Possession arrow favors the Panthers. Owen Dieter is back in the game. So is Tatum Kramer. Coming in for Torrey Kuckelman and Keelan Rempe. So Kramer will bring it up. And just a reminder that we are not done here with games today after this one. Frankfurt taking on St. John at 8 o'clock. Be sure to stay tuned for that game as well. Driving baseline getting bumped is Hayden Kramer. Be a foul on the floor against Adeline Pauley. And that'll be her third. Here's the inbound for Owen Dieters trying to find somebody. Lob it in. Tatum Kramer back to Dieters. Drive baseline. Gets around a defender. Shot no good. It was rejected. And Sheets was on the end line as she caught the rebound. So it'll go back to Centralia. Dieters inbound it from the near side this time. Get it into the high post for Cord Thompson. Far side wing. Tatum Kramer with it. Goes to the middle, gives up to Hayden Kramer. Dieters, near side wing. Ball over her head. High post pass. Actually, that was from Gibbs to Dieters. And she brings it back out to the top of the key. Hayden Kramer, far side corner. And that hand by Brandon Kelly to poke that away from her. So another inbound for Centralia. 4:43 to go. Fourth quarter. 45-25 Centralia with the lead. What a game by Owen Dieters. 14 points in the first quarter. 24 for the game. Nice inbound for Dieters to Gibbs, but she misses the shot short. And here come the Eagles. Dieters trying to get a steal pass to the near side of wing to Kelly. Coming across the paint, making the catch and a shot to Brooklyn Chief. And that is her first basket of the ball game. Dieters brings it up. Far side of the wing. Wide open the long three for Hayden Kramer from college range. That's no good. Right up here. Underneath the basket. In the lane. Kicks it out. Kramer thought about trying another one. To drive. In the lane. Got to pass double defenders. That one is good. Bounced off the rim a couple times. Hayden Kramer, the freshman guard, with 7 points. And it's 47-27. Sheets fast across half court to Adams. Sweet to press. That's right there. Still pressing. Trying to keep the foot on the gas. I think a big reason for this was what happened to the Centralia boys in the sub-state championship against Bishop Seabury, seeing their 11-point lead dwindle. Here's a three-pointer that's blocked by Owen Dieters on the attempt by Adeline Pauley. Here come the Panthers, looking to push. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Tatum Kramer. On the left elbow, kicked out. Tatum Kramer for three, that's short. Loose, and a fast on the rebound against Cord Thompson. So it's 3:33 to go. Jersey Haverkamp, Isabel Haverkamp, Torrey Kuckelman, Melina Becker, Kaylin Rempe, all checking in for Centralia. They bring in a new five. First time we see Melina Becker in the game tonight for the Panthers. 3:30 to go. Centralia looking to be on to the next round of the state tournament semifinals. Good defense by who else? Melina Becker, tremendous defender. Got her hands in there, taking after a brother on the boys' team, Maverick. High post catch, and a whistle and a foul, push to the back on the catch from Reagan Smith. Linda Becker, a freshman. He just picked up that foul. Love to get her offensive game developed. To go along, her already really good defensive game. Here's a three that's no good for the Eagles. Rebound, Josie Haverkamp. Tori Kuckelman, the senior. To the far side wing, to Haverkamp. And she traveled with 2:54 to go. 47-27 Panthers. So I got to talk to Dusty Thompson before the game, kind of talked about the Little River Indians, about what we saw from their game against Olpe, and they have incredible length, kind of like Norwich, but to a greater extent. I mentioned this before the game, but They have four girls who are 5'10 or taller. And here's a foul on a shot attempt by Braylon Kelly. And they have two girls that are over 6 foot. First free throw on the way is good. So for Little River, they had a couple of girls almost get 20 points. Erica Feldman, she had 19 points, shooting 7 for 15 in that game. As the second free throw is no good, from 1 for 2 from the floor. And kind of looking at their roster here for Little River, she's 6'1", is Erica Feldman. And also Elena Eck is their really good guard. She's 5'6", a senior. As a three is good. That was for Tori Kuckelman, the senior. Love to see that. Shot up good for Kirsten Adams. She now has 13. Apologies, falling behind a little bit, trying to talk about the Little River Indians next time for Centralia. Is now a travel assault against Keelan Rempe, 50-30 now our score. So Little River has a couple of really good players here. They don't have a ton of depth. They had all five of their starters play 25 plus minutes. Only one bench player played more than 4 minutes. That was Kinsey Curzon. Here's a long two for Adams. That's no good. The left side rebound, Becker. Becker pushing. Haberkamp pass to her. Left side. She drops it out of bounds. Turnover. Back to the Eagles. 37 to go. As mentioned, Little River undefeated 24-0 on the season. Look at their schedule here in just a second. They have just been dominant after their first round bounce last year. So here's a shot that's no good by Adams, but she gets fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot a couple. With 1:24 to go. Their first, check this out, with their first win of the season, they won 86-3. And how about this? Against Peabody Burns, they won 110-0. That was a game on January the 11th. They defeated Peabody Burns 110-0. That's pretty incredible. Also have a 58-7 win against Makefield, another 58-7 win against Lost Springs. First free throw no good for Adams. And more substitutions for Centralia. Claire Heinen in the game for the Panthers. And so is Kinley Orr. Scores table trying to get play to stop here. A lot of commotion for there being a 20-point deficit with 1:24 in the ball game. Anna Pinkston now trying to check in for Norwich. They'll have to wait for her to Adams to shoot the second free throw. Second free throw up, and no good. And a rebound by Isabel Haberkamp. Had a really solid day rebounding basketball. Keelan Rempe, 1:15 to go with it. To Becker, shoulder to drive in the paint. Flips up the pass to nobody, goes out of bounds. I think she's looking for Kimmy Orr. And he'll go to Norwich with 1:08 to go. So be sure to stay tuned for our Theodore's Real Estate postgame show. Coming up next, we'll crown our player of the game. I think you have a pretty good idea of who it will be here in this one. You know, Dieters with 24 points, getting all those in the first three quarters. 14 points in the first quarter. I'll crown that. Brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. So Little River in Centralia. After this one, we have a game between two non-area teams. It's South Gray versus Rollins County. Another rebound by Melina Becker, and she'll push it up the middle. Keelan Rempe off the miss from Norwich. Spins away from the defender, hands it off. Hyman shuffled her feet. Travel with 30 seconds left. So that game, by the way, between Little River and Centralia will be tomorrow at 4 in the afternoon. And if Frankfurt can win their game, they will play at 8 o'clock again tomorrow afternoon. The same times if both are victorious, which looks like Centralia will be with a 20-point lead with 25 seconds left. There's a three straight away, no good for the Eagles. Offensive rebound, 15 seconds left. And here's another steal. Becker keeps it herself, got that speed up the far side. He's going to hold on to it, though. Pass it back to Isabel Haverkamp with 8 seconds left. Give it to Ken Rempe with 5. And she'll dribble it out. Well, she'll actually pass it to Heinen. She'll drive. She'll shoot away at the buzzer and score. Arnold, Jesse Thompson is too happy about that. But Claire Heinen will contribute to the score. Score is 52-30. And Centralia is on to the semifinal. We'll be back in a few minutes with our post-game show brought to you by the Outdoors. We're going to stay here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia victorious here in Colby. Final score 52-30 here on our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And what a game it was for Owen Dieters. And we'll talk about her in just a second as our in our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show brought to you, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. And we've got the stats in my hand. And we'll take a look at those. So final scoring totals for Norwich, 13 points for Kirsten Adams, Nobody else with more than 5 points, though, is Marissa Brewster, Reagan Smith, and Adeline Pauly, all with 4 points apiece, 2 points for Brooklyn Sheets, and a free throw for Braylon Kelly. And for Centralia, of course, 24 points for Owen Dieters. And she is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So overall, she was 7 of 18 shooting with a free throw percentage of 7 for 11, 3 of 8 from beyond the arc. She didn't really do a ton in the fourth quarter, but she was still able to get them to where they needed to be through the first three quarters to get the win. Also, 14 points for Tava Gibbs. She was 4 of 8 shooting, and she had 4 rebounds. So a game for her in the post, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Also, 7 points for Hayden Kramer, 3 of 7 shooting for the freshman guard. 3 points for Tori Kuckelman. 2 points apiece for Claire Heinen, as well as Tatum Kramer as well. So, as a look at your spread for this evening, Centralia shot 39.5% from the floor, so not great. And they only turned the ball over 4 times, though, which is great, as a number that you would love to have every single game. And they forced 11 turnovers in the meanwhile. And they were able to outscore Norwich 9-3 in points off said turnovers. And as for Norwich, they shot 39.4%, only 0.1% worse than Norwich, but the Eagles not make a single three in the ballgame. They were 0-6. As for Centralia, they were 5-18, which is 27.8%. And the Panthers shot 68.4% from the free throw line, not too bad. And the Eagles shot just 50%, although they were just 4-8, so not a whole lot of attempts. Centralia was 13-19. So Centralia on to the semifinals, take on Little River tomorrow at 4 in the afternoon. We'll have a game right here on KMZA. Later this evening, Frankfurt taking on St. John. You don't want to miss that one to see if you can get two TBL teams into the semifinal round of the Class 1A D1 Girls State Tournament here in Colby. That's going to be it here from Colby for now. Until then, Jared Sluffy, Kurt Killen back in the booth. Thanks so much for listening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.